Walking the Walk, here's Sam Clear.
Hi, I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. Last week I visited the remote and rugged Tiwi Islands off the northern coast of Australia. Nearly every second animal on those tropical islands will kill you, but it's still a wonderful place. I'd headed up there for some time out with an elderly Aboriginal couple on their outpost. But after jumping off the ferry, the wife, Auntie Marjorie, asked me to walk down to the shop to grab us all an ice cream before we headed off for the long drive home. I asked her, "How far is it to the shop?" She replied with a grin, "You'll know when you get there." Her point was simple. Why was I concerned about the distance I was about to walk in this tiny town? My aim was to get us all an ice cream. While walking around the world for Christian Unity from 2006 to 2008, there were a number of occasions when I asked someone on the side of the road, "How far is it to the next town?" I discovered pretty quickly that nearly everyone gives an answer to that question, even if they have no idea how far it is. One guy in Venezuela told me that the next town was only 5 kilometres away, when in actual fact it was 17 kilometres away. That's over 2 hours more walking than I'd anticipated for. The biggest obstacle I had to overcome that day, and many others like it, was my frustration at not having arrived at the town when I expected to. I had to keep on walking down those open roads in that tropical heat. Frustration at our circumstances can rob us so swiftly of the beauty around us. If I'd been less concerned about how much further I had to walk and simply took every step as a privilege, as another opportunity to meet just one more person, to offer one more prayer, I would have been, well, doing what I was meant to be doing. Like the very prayerful Auntie Marjorie from the Tiwi Islands, who is about as unflustered as any woman I've ever met, we're called to not focus on the distance we have to cover, but on the prize at the end. For when our sights are set on that prize, for an ice cream through to eternal life, the steps we have to take become a joy, not a burden. We may not know how far we have to walk, but we do know who's walking with us and how far he's gone to secure our destination. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for Unity, go to walkforone.com.